Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the new movie, The Menu.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Today, we are talking about the new film, The Menu. The Menu is a horror comedy, 1 hour, 46 minutes. It's a really dark comedy, horror comedy. It's definitely horror, but it's comedy, but it's dark. Satire, really. It's like a dark satire horror comedy. It is essentially about, it kind of follows a couple, Margot and Tyler, who travel to a remote island to experience a very elite dining experience at the Hawthorne, a restaurant where the rich go, the upper echelon, the food critics, the celebrities, they go there because it's like $2,500 a plate, okay, for this meal, for like this 5-6 course meal. And we follow them. It's a, what they call it, the celebrity chef Julian Slowick, who has prepared a lavish molecular gastronomy menu where food is treated as conceptual art. Although his approach to cuisine has some shocking surprises for the wealthy guests. What's really cool about it is with each course, we get the tension building up on what he's doing, on what he's planning there. A little dinner party, like one of those exclusive restaurants. It's very over the top. The kind of the people, rich people eat at, and the kind we make fun of. You know, for most of us, a cheeseburger is fine, right? A cheeseburger, a meatloaf. You're not going to find that here. You're going to find like deconstructed food, the stuff we make fun of. Three great things about this film. Number one, the story. I think it's very creative. I have not seen anything like this before. It's, you know, it's funny. It is scary. It is thrilling. You're kind of on the edge of your seat. You're not sure where it's going to go. It's rather unpredictable. So it's really exciting to watch it. And it's funny. It's really funny. I mean, it's dark, but it's funny. There's violence on it, and it takes you back. You don't know when it's going to happen. The director does a great job of building the tension just at these perfect moments. It's just excellent story building throughout. Excellent story building, excellent editing. They just really bring it together. And especially with horrors, I am not the biggest horror fan, but for me, a horror really has to have a good story to keep me engaged. I don't like that when things are just, they're just gory for the sake of gory, right? The gory needs to be propelled from the story. Don't be gory without the story, is what I'm saying. Number two, the themes. This film is really rich with themes about class warfare. The rich versus the poor, the givers, the takers, the have, the have-nots. And the thing with it is the more you talk about the film, the more you see that all throughout it. You see it from the way the house staff interacts with like the tech bros who are not used to maybe not being served in the way that they expect to be or not being listened to the way they expect to. It's a real satire on the inequalities between the classes and how we treat each other and how we are treated, how we expect to be treated, how people don't give a second thought to how they treat servers. And at the same token, how servers expect treatment and how they take it. There's a lot to say about it. And the themes run throughout. So it's a really cool, it's a really cool film. Number three, the writing. As I, you know, it's a really, the story's great, but and it's really sometimes hard to tell where in a film the story is from the director or the writing. And mainly what I tend to look at, I'd like to see how elaborate the story is, how the structure is there. But then, you know, I'm really listening to the dialogue and the interaction between the two, because that's really where I think the writing will shine. And this is clearly well written. It's a very well written and very thought out. There's so much detail, and particularly in a movie, this isn't stuff that you can just discover. You need to plan out ahead of time. And it's just really, really well written. The worst thing about the film, you know, I'm always here looking to tell you about the, like, the three best and the three worst things about the film. And some films are really hard to find the worst when you really like the film. But I will say, we do get a good amount of background on a lot of the restaurant patrons. On the patrons, we get a lot of detail, but we don't get a lot on most of the staff aside from the celebrity chef. The chef, we learn enough about to feel like fully rich, but I don't quite know why all the other chefs go through with what is happening there. And I don't want to say too much, but I would not have felt bad if we had had another 5 minutes of film that got me to touch on, in particular, a few of the characters. There's like seven or eight background chefs, and I don't really get to learn about them. I wanted to learn a little bit about why they are there and what they're doing. So that for me was a bad part for it. The lesson. Every movie has some lessons that you should take from it. And for me, the lesson of this film, The Menu, the lesson of The Menu is the rich don't deserve bread. You'll have to watch it to understand that. And tell me if you agree once you see it. My final word on this film. This is a film that audiences should devour. It's a tasting menu of satire, horror, comedy, thrills, and terror. Wonderfully written and speaks volumes of the role of class and the divide between rich and poor. This is not just another horror film. It's a warning that there's a breaking point and a message to the servant class about the power of saying no. Ralph Fiennes is a standout as the celebrity chef, Julian Slowik. Is this film rewatchable? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I would watch this. I'm definitely probably going to watch this in the next month again, because I really did enjoy it. I would put this probably in my top four or five enjoyable films of the year, of where I had the most fun watching. So my verdict on this, now I have a 3L system for my rating system. I have a 3L system. You could love it, like it, or lose it. And The Menu, you should already know now by the smile on my face and in my voice and what I just said about it being one of the top four, five films of the year, I'm going to give it a love it. I love it. And I will admit, when I walked away from the film, I was like, I like that. I like that. And it earned a love it while I was writing about it, while I was talking about it to other people. I just got so excited about this film. And there's not a lot of films this year that I've gotten that excited about. When I talk about them, the more I talk about them, and I'm like, and this was so cool the way they did this, and they brought up this issue about class, and oh yeah, the rich, how do they do this to us? Why do they treat people this way? Those are the things you're going to ask watching this film. And it got to me. So I give it a love it. This film is great. It must see. Ralph Fiennes, the whole cast really does a great job with this. And by the way, the food looks excellent. I want to go to one of those movie watching houses that does, you know, serves food while you're watching. And I kind of want to get, I wish I could get the food they have in the menu on their menu so I could eat that, because the food looks great. The food is like this extra actor out there. And I want to eat. Made me want to eat it. So there you go. So buy some snacks. When you're watching this, if you're watching the theater, you better have some snacks because it's going to make you hungry. Or eat a good meal beforehand. And don't go cheap. Don't Taco Bell it. I'm not saying, I like Taco Bell, but don't Taco Bell it. Just get some good food because you're going to see some good food on screen and you're going to eat it. You're going to want to eat it. So otherwise you're going to spend a lot of money on Reese's Pieces. And I don't know. What's your favorite food? What's your favorite movie food? Leave that in the comments. Tell me your favorite food. Tell me your favorite food. What's on your menu when you watch this film? Okay. So there we go. That's the film. You can check out the trailer. On the website. You're watching movie.com. You can check out the written review. Then you could listen to the podcast. You can watch the YouTube video. You could do it all. You can go to the TikTok. I'm going to be putting this on TikTok. Really short version. Just 1 minute version. And that's it. So, check out the menu. Now playing in theaters everywhere. Thank you for watching. And thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on
like that review? Hit the subscribe button and you'll be notified the next time an episode drops.
It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Yeah. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech it is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us. And relax your mind, come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah. Yeah.